Welcome to the Leadership in Context podcast with Keith Tusey. When leadership seems overwhelmingly sacrificial, maybe we aren't putting the same value that God puts on it.
Hi, this is Keith Tusey, and welcome to Leadership in Context, where we are equipping believers to live out their faith in the context of the culture and their local church. I've been throwing some ideas at you in the last couple podcasts about common lies or myths or distortions about what it means to be a leader in the church. I think most of the people listening to me are not necessarily paid staff members of churches, but you're serving in your church, you're trying to affect people's lives, you're trying to be a blessing, and you're going against the flow. You're swimming upstream for sure. And there is a definite need, as we talked about in the very first podcast along this line, that leaders are necessary. They're not a necessary evil because people don't do what is expected, but it's how God's government works. He needs leaders, people that will take direction, take responsibility, and will take action. So I thought about this one long and hard. I had made up my mind I wasn't going to do it on this one. Then I changed my mind because it is very paradoxical and definitely has some dynamic tension in it. But I thought, you know, just for that reason is probably why I had to bring it to you. There's no real clear conclusion on a pragmatic way, but it's really designed to get you to really think. So here's the lie. Leadership means I have to sacrifice. Well, the truth is most of the scripture teaches that leadership is the giving up of yourself. It's the yielding of your will. It's the being the first one in with your time, your talent, and your treasure. So it would be a fallacy in training people and presenting to them the critical nature of leadership without having them to understand that it's the life of a servant. It's the life of a soldier. It's the life of a subordinate who is taking commands from somebody else, namely the Lord. And then, of course, if you're listening to God, that means you're listening to somebody else along the line too. So it would be hard-pressed, I certainly would be hard-pressed to suggest to people that leadership does not have a consequence on our natural life. But in fact, is leadership a personal sacrifice? And to that, I want to say no. Is it sacrificial? Yes. Is it an ultimate sacrifice? No. How can I say both? One is temporal, one is eternal. The scripture talks about obedience being better than sacrifice. That's because obedience often comes in a sacrificial equation, but it's really obedience that is pleasing to God. So when we talk about what is a sacrifice and what isn't a sacrifice, then you have to come up with some type of a merit system, okay? For instance, let's say somebody works really hard and they save a lot of money and they buy themselves a really nice home or a really nice car. You could say they sacrifice for it. But what they may say is, oh no, that was worth it. What I did was worth it. Okay, and I guess technically you shouldn't be buying things that you don't think are worth it. So there is a trade-off. Forgive me for maybe not the greatest illustration, but I'm trying to get us to think in terms that really affect our life. But here's the deal. Let me jump to the end, to the punchline. Serving, the benefits are out of this world. Allowing God to use us to represent him, to be a part of what he's doing on earth, to touch people's lives, to make not just money, but to make history, I guess we could say would be that equation, okay? So when you look at serving in the grand scheme of things, when you look at leadership in the grand scheme of things, which is how you have to look at things, while it does seem on a temperamental level or a temporal level, maybe temperamental level too, but on a temporal level to be sacrificial, the reality is you're getting the best deal of your life. What you're investing, the rewards you're getting is out of this world. I think I could say for Penny and I that we have invested much in a lot of things, but I think I could also say that the benefit we've received, and I'm not talking about houses and lands and cars. I'm not talking about temporal things. I'm talking about the joy that comes, A, from pleasing God, to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, and to see people's lives impacted and changed. It's hard to remember your sacrifice, okay? You know, we've been going into the Ukraine. I've made a number of trips, and you know, the travel is grueling. You know, you fly for a whole day, you end up in Romania, then you either drive for 7 hours or get on another plane, then you drive for 17 more hours to get to where you have to go, and you know, then you rinse and repeat and you do that again. You know, is that sacrificial? Well, it's not fun. It's not first class, let me just tell you that. But at the end of the day, honestly, compared to what we receive and the blessings of seeing people's lives encouraged and transformed and the gospel being projected in an atmosphere where people know that God really loves them and cares about them despite their circumstances, it would be hard for me with a straight face, honestly, in my inner core, to say that was sacrificial. Now, you know, Jesus made the statement when they were talking about like him healing on the Sabbath and things of that nature. He made the statement in Matthew 12, you know, is not a person worth more than a sheep? And the NIV actually uses the word more valuable. So valuable is related to value. What do we value? Now, if we put a high premium on leadership, then we value it. When it seems like it's sacrificial, let me throw this thought out to you. When it seems overwhelmingly sacrificial, and again, I'm not talking about easy or hard, I'm talking about sacrificial. Maybe we're not putting the same value on it that God puts on it. Maybe we need to reconsider. Now, I tell people this all the time. You know, I've made a lot of good decisions. I've made a lot of bad decisions. But without a doubt, I think one of the best decisions we ever made many, many years ago is we decided that we would always treat ministry like a privilege. Now, I'm not going to suggest to you that I've never failed on that. But overall, that has been a thread that has really kept us pressing in and given us that eternal perspective that this is a privilege. I'm not doing God a favor. If you're serving in the local church, you're not doing your pastor a favor. You are honoring God. God is doing you the favor. As a matter of fact, honestly, and I don't say this to be cocky or anything, but when I ask people to help me or to help NRP or help any local church, whatever we're doing, the reason I feel such liberty to ask is I feel like, if anything, hey, I want to be like the Macedonians, begging us with much entreaty for the favor of participating in the ministry to the saints. That's a biblical attitude taken right in 2 Corinthians 8. So I think really owning that I'm going to treat this like a privilege, not from some kind of mind over matter, or I can measure, you know, my time's worth this or that, but just as pleasing God and affecting people's lives. Because that's what Jesus basically talked about in Matthew 12. He talked about honoring God, and then isn't a person's life worth more than a sheep that you would drag out of a ditch? Therefore, why can't we heal a person? Aren't they more valuable than a sheep? So there was a value that was placed. It wasn't a dollars and cents value. It was an ethical value. It was a moral value that was placed on helping a human being who is in need, who is suffering physical pain. Okay? So is leadership, is serving sacrificial? It sure appears to be. It sure feels that way. But at the end of the day, you are getting the best deal of your life. It's like working for an hour and getting a new Jaguar out of it. Nobody would call that sacrificial. They'd say, sign me up. So our perceptions, our theology even on serving and leading have got to be accurate so that we're not just doing it out of our own will or our own character or our own personal reservoir, but we are doing it as a privilege, as unto the Lord. God, thank you that I got to do this in your name. Now, again, it's not based on any results. When the results come, that's great, that's fine. But it's based on just getting to represent the Lord and just getting to serve him. So is leadership sacrificial? Sure feels that way. Sure looks that way. Except if you're walking in the Spirit, then you know what? God's doing you the greatest favor. And so are the leaders in your life who speak to you and call you up to another level to serve and lead. Hey, Keith Tusey, ponder these things. Think about it. Maybe if this podcast was a blessing to you and you'd like to share it with somebody, that would be a great thing. Blessings.
Ministry is a privilege, and that perspective changes everything. Because in the grand scheme of things, leadership does seem on a temporal level to be sacrificial, but the reality is that you are getting the best deal of your life. The reward you get for the investment is the greatest thing. Thanks for listening this week to another episode of Leadership in Context with Keith Tusey. Join us next week as Keith continues to equip believers to lead in every area and venue of life. As always, subscribe, like, rate, and share our podcast. To contact Keith or ask him a question, email podcast@nrpastors.com. If you would like more information, you can check out our website, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Instagram @nrpastors. See you next week.